Magic lamp? Wonder what happens when I rub it.
You have awakened me. I shall grant you 3 wishes.
My first wish is for economic development. My second wish is to save hours of travel time. And my third wish is to create safer roads.
You could have just wished for bus rapid transit and gotten all these things with one wish.
Make all your transit wishes come true. Learn more about bus rapid transit at indigo.net/bus-rapid-transit.
This is kind of a bummer if you grew up with WIBC. The weather phone is gone. The phone number 222-2222. It's gone.
That must have just happened because it was up until recently. I mean, Allison was the one having to update that thing every day.
Right. Allison, jump on here. When was the last time you were tasked with updating the weather phone?
So all of us producers have like blocks and windows we're supposed to do it. So I always did it in the evenings.
So it's updated multiple times per day, and it's correct. Been around. It's been a staple forever here at WIBC. The weather phone.
Right. It's gone away, and people are angry. These are some of the messages that have come through to our front desk and to our executive producer, Matt Hiblin, our boss, David Wood. Quote, this is from the front desk. A female caller said that the weather information is not being kept current. She depends on this info since she doesn't have a computer or a phone that will give her this info. Well, I'm sorry, but you can listen to WIBC, and we do the weather all the time, right? Matt Bear's traffic, we do the weather. It's at the top and bottom of every hour.
Yes.
You're never not going to have the weather. This one's my favorite. This came to our executive producer, Matt. I dialed the weather phone and received a message that it had been disconnected and is no longer in service. This has to be a mistake. The weather phone is a staple of Indiana. As long as I've been able to dial a phone, the weather phone has existed in one way or the other. I hope you fire the person who didn't pay the bill or, worst case, decided this was no longer a service that was needed. Bring back the weather phone immediately.
They're calling for people to be fired over
the
disappearance of the weather phone. Look, these are longtime hardcore WIBC fans, and they want their weather phone.
You also left out the most important sentence of that. I'm lost without it.
I'm lost without. That's right. It was like a PS down here.
Older people don't have computers and don't have iPads and things, but you're right. We cover the weather extensively here on this station, multiple times per hour.
This last one was an email, so I know they're somewhat computer savvy enough to send an angry email about the weather phone. Now,
that's great.
If we could bring back something, can I just get nostalgic for something? That top of the hour, do-do-do-do-do-do! Damn, I missed that. That was radio porn back in the day, man. When you hear that dynamic top of the hour, you knew something was about to go down.
They kind of play it during Matt's traffic.
Yeah.
Like a dumbed-down version of it.
Right. But it's like a softer version.
Yeah.
It sounds like, you know, something you would sing, oh my God, Matt Bear's here. Like, it's just not the same as the big, powerful.
Be the new one.
Do-do-do-do-do-do! I kind of miss that. It's the Hammer and Nigel Show.